Welcome to Where Medicine Meets Ministry. Dr. Cherie talks faith and facts, a podcast that explores the relationship between faith and facts and its divine impact on the coexistence of mind, body, and spirit. Here's Dr. Cherie, a medical doctor, best-selling author, international professional speaker, a breast cancer survivor, and the queen of how to let go and live today and every day.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Where Medicine Meets Ministry. Dr. Cherie talks faith and facts. Let me tell you guys, my guest today, Mrs. Charlie Jordan Brookins. Let me tell you, this woman is a powerhouse. She is a certified health coach, a personal fitness trainer, a motivational speaker, and the best of all, a multitasking mom. She is a graduate of Northwestern University, where she received her bachelor's in science, and then UCLA's Anderson Graduate School of Management, where she received her MBA, and the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. Now, she is a former film and television creative executive and film director. Maybe she'll tell us a little bit about that once we get her on the show. And as if that wasn't enough, she is also the founder of Fit Through Faith. I'm sure I have your attention now. Yes, Fit Through Faith. And our listeners can appreciate that a person who founded an organization aptly named Fit Through Faith has certainly had numerous medicine meets ministry moments. Her organization is the intersection of faith, food, and fitness, which is in natural alignment to our podcast. Now, Fit Through Faith connects faith with the facts of His word as it relates to whole body health. And you all know how much I love faith and facts. Welcome my fellow alum of Northwestern University, all the way from Los Angeles, California, Mrs. Charlie Jordan Brookins. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cherie. I love it. I'm happy to be here.
You are absolutely beautiful. To you guys that are listening, I'm telling you, you want to make sure you get out somewhere on our YouTube channel. You're going to want to see this beautiful woman. There is something about if a person can create an organization called Fit Through Faith, there is something about living what you have created. And certainly you can look at Charlie and see this woman lives what she preaches. And so you're going to want to see her. You're listening now, but you are going to want to take a look at this beautiful woman. And I've been blessed that I have known her for 30-something years.
Yes.
Back at our Northwestern University days. And whoever would have thought that our paths would cross again like this? We knew that there was some kinship there way back when, but never knew how God would allow our lives to line up and have so many different events to happen in our lives, changes through family, through career, that would cause both of us to have a vision of what it looks like to live in good health, in relationship with God, and how that is dictated by our faith in Him and in His promises. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. All that.
Okay, so now I got a lot of questions for you, and we only have a certain amount of time, so I want to jump right in, okay? You are the daughter. You are the daughter, granddaughter, and great-granddaughter of preachers. Now, so am I. And okay. as you put it, you said you are a PK kid to the third power. I totally understand. How has your spiritual upbringing impacted your view of health and nutrition?
You know, that's a great question, Cherie. I think it starts with, you know, when you're younger, you're just doing it, right? Because so many things are impacting you. So you just eat kind of what's around, you just kind of move, you know, if you're an athlete, you're athletic and you do those things. But it really wasn't until I became an adult when you start to really make your own choices, because when you're younger, your parents are making your choices for you, even as it relates to food and health and nutrition and all those things. I think it was really in college go and you, where I started to really make a health connection with food. And the spiritual part came a little bit later. So when I was actually in high school, when I was a senior in high school, my dance teacher was saying, you know, I stopped eating meat and I feel so great. And so that's where I started. And then I began to research. And here's the alignment. The alignment of researching health is the same thing as we do with the word. When we need information, when we need knowledge, we are seekers, right? We seek God first, but then we seek the word. And as those journeys, you know, kind of commingled as I was getting older and really learning more about health and nutrition and then seeking the word about health and nutrition. And then you learn such things as your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, that it is, you are not your own. So we have a responsibility, right? You can't just eat anything you want to eat. You can't just do anything you want to do, because you are responsible for the temple that is on loan to you. So the question is, what are you going to do with your time? What are you going to do with your temple for the time that God has allotted you to have on this earth? So that's first was, oh, I have a responsibility. And then the second was, what am I supposed to be eating? Right? We go to foundation. Genesis 1:29 says, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has seed in it. These will be yours for food. So these are foundational foods. First mention, plants. Yes. Prioritizing plant-based foods. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a vegan, but I am saying that in the word of God, it says that the foundational foods that were created for us to survive and thrive are plant-based foods. And so again, those beautiful alignments of any time I've had a crisis of knowledge, I've been able to go both ways. I've been able to seek the word, and that's that spiritual foundation of knowing that I need to know what God says about it, right? Because that is the foundation of my belief system, of how I move, how I breathe, and that's my power source. So I seek the word, and then I seek the science. And those two, again, as you so beautifully do with facts and faith, we put it together. And that's where that alignment comes from. If it weren't for the fact that I kind of grew up in a home where God was the center, that kept me going back there. Even, you know, when our teenage years, we do our thing, but it always came back to what does God say, and seeking his word, and then being able to, you know, really share it with others.
Correct. You know, I have always been in my adult years so grateful for the foundation that I had spiritually. Yes. Growing up, you didn't necessarily appreciate it because it's like, okay, we got Bible study on this day, we got Sunday school, the morning service, and then, you know, if there's, right, you know, Women's Day, then we got that extra service. And so even though as a child, it became what I did, because that was, right, I was under my parents' umbrella. My mama took us, right, to church. We went to church. It was no, you know, mama, I don't feel like going today. Yeah, right.
Right.
But as I became an adult and I realized those basic principles that I learned as a child has fared well for me through the, yeah, trials and tribulations, through the what is good and what is not, and having a foundation to go to, not just what people say or, yes, necessarily what you see other people do. But now to be able to have certain individuals in my life who are living the word to the best of their ability. No one is perfect. We are all fallible. We all make mistakes. But to have examples where I could look to someone who was living the word from a health, spiritual, fitness perspective, even if that individual was not in my family. You know, there were some things that I learned, my role models, I didn't necessarily find in my family. I found elsewhere, and I became the role model for my family. So there are some people here that are listening and you're just like, oh my God, I seem like I'm preaching to the choir. I can't find anybody in my family. And I keep trying to let them know you continue to be that role model. I promise you, in the way that you are living, whether we like it or not, people are watching us and they are influenced by how we live. Just because you don't see the influence right away doesn't mean that you're not planting a seed. So I love the seed was planted and you have now allowed it to grow in your life. And now you're planting seeds in other people's lives.
Yes. That is full circle.
Now, I know that, you know, I kind of threw out there that, you know, former film executive, I got to ask the question, did your work in television and the film industry impact your decision to create Fit Through Faith? If so, how? And if not, why not? Or have you been able to go back and have an impact? Girl, child, I got a question for you.
You know, indirectly, yes. And then in some ways, directly in terms of who I innately am as a person. So indirectly, because it really was my frustration with I was in a development job and it was very toxic. The environment, you know, again, because it was run by, there were financial concerns going on. People were losing their jobs. Everybody was just like, eh. And I was really seeking the Lord. I was like, is this where I'm supposed to be? Because I didn't feel, my spirit didn't feel settled in that current position. And so it was then that I did do my, what I call faith walking. And I took the earbuds out. I was intentionally listening to what God had for me, what he had to say. And that whole journey led to Fit Through Faith. And it's a longer story, but just, you know, per this question, really connecting it is that, that jettisoned me out. I ended up going back into the industry, you know, and doing them parallel for a while, before, you know, kind of returning back to, you know, to my first love, which is health and fitness. But the other part of that is that, you know, innately, I am a storyteller, and that is a lot of what I do in my work. It's about rewriting our stories because, and our health stories and our health journeys. And that begins with who we are, right? And what we're trying to overcome and what we do to get there and our happy ending. And that comes from, you know, certainly from our faith, but we have to rewrite the lies that the enemy has told us. We have to own our worth. And then get the information so that we can actually take the steps to our happy ending, to what I call your service-sized body, where you can be of greatest service to God in the world. But it begins with who you are. It begins with your character. It begins with owning your worth and your value in Christ, then taking the steps to get there. So we all have a happy ending, but we do have to completely page one rewrite. Like, we've got to throw that stuff out and rewrite it from scratch. And so I think my background in the entertainment industry leads me to explain it in a way and that may connect more so than someone who's just a strict, you know, I've always been a health and fitness person and do it strictly by the book and also obviously the spirit.
Wonderful. Okay, well, there is so much to unpack there. First of all, if I heard you correctly, and what I want the listeners to pick up on is that there can be an insult, an event, a crisis, or what have you in your life that causes you to take a step back, to take a pause and kind of figure out, is this really for me? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? God can reveal himself to you in that, birth something within you, right? It hasn't reached its full potential, but he's used that opportunity to birth something in you because there was an unrest, a lack of peace. He could birth it in you. Now, you stated that you did go back into the industry for a bit, but it was after the birth. So he's already gotten it. He's used an impetus to get you started on something. He birthed something in you. Doesn't mean that it's a complete turn off from where you left. You can resume and go back, and now you can go back and you can share not only all of the wisdom that he has shared with you during that period of unrest, but now you also have something to fall back on, if you will, because now I have something that has really been a part of me all of my life. I've now been able to put it into something that becomes something that's not only real and concrete for me, but I can now share it with others. So I can go back into an environment, and maybe it wasn't the same environment, maybe some things had been smoothed out, but you're able to go into an environment that may not be perfect because you're at peace because you've settled this unrest that God had in for you anyway, because he was trying to do something for you.
Absolutely. Yep.
And then when you talked about stepping into the ownership of who you are in Christ, that's powerful. Because it's when you have that understanding that you begin to really delve into what does it mean for me to be a temple of the Holy Spirit? What does that mean? Does that just mean a spiritual thing, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? But as we begin to delve deeper into Fit Through Faith, we're going to find out that that is just not a spiritual walk. That is a physical walk that God expects us to walk in. And when we walk in it, we live out our relationship with Him more beautifully.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that that's the only way to go. But if you really want to live this life to the fullest, I'm telling you guys, my friend Charlie is going to help you get there. So let me keep going. So we find that unrest caused you to take a step back, and, you know, the development and the birth of fitness, Fit Through Faith, is beginning to unfold. But there is more to the genesis of Fit Through Faith. So share with us what the genesis of Fit Through Faith and how that came to be.
No, absolutely. So as I said, the unrest was there, and I started to do what I called faith walking. And that was walking every day with the sole intention of hearing a word from God. Yes, I got a little sweat on, but that wasn't the point. The point was, Lord, I need to hear from you. I need to seek you daily because I need clarity. And so it was almost like a joke with my husband. He'd be like, did you hear anything today? You know, so it's like static on the line. But I was, you know, relentless, you know, again, no music, just walking with that sole intention. And then one day, the Holy Spirit spoke four words that really changed my life. And those four words were, my people are dying. And I'll never forget that day. I can remember the street that I was on. And my first thing was like, you know, stop the presses. And I knew that to be true. I mean, I knew enough about, you know, losing an uncle at the age of 55. And, you know, I had seen it. And it certainly at that time, it seemed like we were losing a lot of musicians at that time, you know, to heart attacks young. And so I knew that that was true, but I didn't know what I was supposed to do about it. So I continued to pray. And it was through tarrying that the vision for Fit Through Faith was born. And that was, faith is your foundation, food is your fuel, and fitness is your battery. And it's that intersection.
Repeat that.
Yes. Faith is your foundation, food is your fuel, and fitness is your battery. And those that alignment is what gives you a Fit Through Faith lifestyle.
That is powerful. And what is interesting to me is, you were spending fitness time, if you will, with God because you needed to hear from Him.
Yes.
And I recall that after my diagnosis and after my treatment, I was in a state of depression. I lost my mom while I was going through chemo, you know, dealing with, you know, breast cancer, and I'm going through treatment, and I'm separated from my husband at the time. It was just a lot to deal with. Yeah. And I just began to go before God once I found out that my employer at the time had voluntarily resigned me while I was out on FMLA, something illegal, something that they did not have the right to do. And I knew they didn't have the right to do. And I could have, you know, put up a lawsuit and went and fought for my position and or some form of remuneration. But that didn't give me peace. The thought of that didn't give me peace. And so I went before God saying, what am I supposed to do? You brought me through this diagnosis. My mom is dead and my marriage is over. What, Lord, what? And I heard, live. And in my mind, I thought, well, I didn't die from the breast cancer. I didn't die when I had that congenital heart defect I didn't know about. I didn't die throughout all of my depression, losing my mom. Yeah, I am living. God, live. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. But I knew it had to be something more to that because I heard it. It was audible. I don't always hear from God. And guys, people who know me know that I'm not sitting down having a daily back and forth conversation with God where He's like, hey, Sheree. I'm like, yay, God, what's up? That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about there are times when God can speak through you with the way the wind moves, by a thought that's placed in your mind, the way your heart melts towards a particular person. And sometimes a sweet, soft voice, just a word or two. Yours was 4. Mine was 1. It said live. Again, I kept pressing. I'm like, okay, Lord, I acknowledge that I heard that from you. I still don't understand what does that mean, because that's what I'm doing. And then it wasn't until later, with that tarrying, with that seeking, God revealed to me what live meant. Love yourself and others. Inspire those around you. Voice your dreams and ambitions and enjoy life. That's what I want you to do, Sheree. Yeah. And that's what I want you to help others do. So that's why I just had to have you on the show, because I'm reading your bio and I'm like, oh my gosh, we have walked similar paths and God has revealed himself to us in some of the same ways. And it has led our lives to be lived in such a way that is totally beyond ourselves. It has become a natural extension of who we are. You and I, the way we've set to live our lives, I don't know, it's no longer work for me to live. I wake up in the morning and say, well, which one of those am I going to do today? Am I going to focus on the L, the I, the V, or the E? But I promise you, I'm picking one of the 4, and today I'm going to do it, right? And so fifth and faith, that is just like a natural extension of who you are. It's regular. Now the work comes in sharing that message and getting other individuals to do it. Absolutely. And so if Jesus came to give us life and an abundant one, and we're not living fully and feeling good, what is happening?
Well, you know, that actually was the big disconnect for me, because the Holy Spirit was saying my people are dying. The word is saying that Jesus came to give us an abundant life. So there's a gap somewhere, especially when we look at, you know, Black women, you know, 80% of us are overweight and obese, 4 out of 5. So there's a huge disconnect with the life that we are supposed to be living and the life that we're experiencing. And that gap is really what Fit Through Faith is all about. It's the bridge between the two. And why we aren't is not really all our fault, right? Why we're not is, number one, because of mind muck, I call it. It's all of the things in our mind that keep us from making choices that impact, positively impact our lives and our health. And then there's commerce and convenience. We are not built, you know, the world is not set up for our success. We have fast food, we have fast and, you know, processed food, and then we have these busy multitasking lives that we don't have time, you know, to cook more healthy. And then there's the food lobbies. So the foods that are the most healthy for us are more expensive. The foods that are not so healthy for us are super cheap because they have all these lobbies and these subsidies. So again, I always say the state of your waistline is not 100% your fault, but it is 100% your responsibility. So we have to take ownership of the choices we're making, realizing that a lot of them were not made for us. You know, we grew up in certain cultures, in certain neighborhoods. Some of us didn't have access to a lot of things, and some of us still do not. But that doesn't mean that we can't make healthier choices one day at a time, because again, agriculture, you know, big food, all of those things all lined up against your health. And so in order to bridge the gap, number one, you have to realize it. You have to have a mindfulness about it. And then I say, wake up and fight for the life and health God promised you every day. And that begins with what's on your fork and how you move your body.
Wow. See, now that's powerful. So there is a disconnect, and you are so very right. Because if that's what he's promised and that's not what we're experiencing, there is a huge disconnect. And here's a beautiful part about it. God's word is always designed and has been put together in a way where not only when you are able to acknowledge that there is a disconnect, you're able to find out what the disconnect is and how to remedy it. And I think some things that we sometimes, even us as Christians, strong relationship with God, when we are in the moment and when we are subjectively feeling or living our loss or pain, we forget that the roadmap to get us from where we are to where God wants us to be and where we need to be, it's there. is yes. there, but somewhere our hearts and our minds just become so bogged down, or maybe it's the grief, or maybe it's our mindset of not wanting to push past or get us in a mindset to work, to research the answers. But it trips me out how we become so easily dependent upon a Google search. Oh, yes. What happened to the times when we used to flip out that Ryrie study Bible to the back and get to the faith section and find all of the scriptures on faith? And when we're going through and we want to know how to pray better. Okay, well, then we can find all the scriptures on prayer and help build ourselves up. David said, you know what? There came a time when I had to encourage myself. And so I love what you're doing, is because you're not just giving individuals, okay, here's the plan. Okay, and I've created it for you and blah. It is a combination yes. of here's a plan, but here are the tools. And this won't become real for you until you take upon the responsibility yourself, and you got to get in and do it. But for those people who, I don't even know how to get started, you help them get started.
Yes.
You help anybody get started, from the most, absolutely. You know, the individual with a gazillion degrees to an individual with none. You can speak to every single level, break it down where individuals can understand and actually begin this faith walk towards true fitness and good health and absolutely. The abundant life with joy that God wants us to live.
Yeah, and exceedingly abundantly above all. I mean, not just abundant. Let's just go there, because that's what's on the other side.
Yes, yes. So why do you think, not just you think, but why do diets fail? Because it's not really just even a thinking. Just because you think they fail could mean that they don't really fail. But you and I both know diets in and of themselves fail. Why?
Well, you know, I mean, the research says that basically kind of over 90% of diets fail long term, because the reality is that you can have short term success, but there's so many reasons. Number one, they're based on willpower, right? Willpower is a limited resource. You have a certain amount in the day, and then it's the same part of your brain that makes decisions. So if you've made a lot of decisions by the end of the day, late night, you're going to eat what you want to eat because your willpower is weak. Most of them are based on some type of deprivation, like there's something you're not eating. And that can work, again, willpower for a short period of time. But unless you've actually made a mindset shift and a mindfulness shift, you're going to go back to those things because you want them, right? You don't, you're doing it just out of rote, but not because you've actually made an inside to the out change. Yeah. And so those are two of the main things that do. And the reason why Fit Through Faith does work, and what the shift is, what the mind renewal is spirit power, right? Spirit power is available in abundance anytime you need it. We know the spirit is strong, the flesh is weak. That's, we have to reconnect flesh to spirit so that we can have success in what we do and what we eat. And it's only in lifestyle. And I'm not the only certain, I'm one of the, this is something everybody is saying, that lifestyle is about one day at a time. It's not about a diet. It's about, I'm making a change for a lifetime. I'm not making a change for 14 days or 7 days or 90 days. I'm making a change wholesale in my whole body health, because I have an abundant gift to share with this world. Everyone has an epic impact to make, but you can't make it if you don't have your health, if you don't have energy, if you're on medication, if things are slowing you down, your brain is starting to drain. These are the things that reconnect for you so that you can really live out a purpose-driven whole body health journey that God has marked out for you.
Absolutely. Now, we talk about, we hear individuals, you know, we want, what do you got? The sugar-free? Oh, I want it sugar-free. You got sugar-free? So I'm going to, you know, sugar-free. Well, we can go for sugar-free, quote unquote. But you describe something that's called sugar-free dumb.
Yes.
What is that sugar-free dumb?
What is that difference? The difference is, so I think we all know by now, even if we're not doing it, that added sugar is I could go on, but basically it is stunting your service. Let me make it clear. You know, it impacts your belly, it impacts your beauty, it impacts your blood sugar, it impacts your, you know, all of these things, your brain. So we need to reduce added sugar. But where I, you know, kind of go in the middle is, it's not just about eating sugar-free, it's about having freedom in your choices about sugar. Because reality is, if you, some people, like, you know, when grandma makes, so, you know, when Auntie May makes that sweet potato pie or that cobbler, I don't want to have to say no to it all the time. You don't have to, because when you have sugar freedom, you have freedom in your choices. It's not about cheat days, it's about choice days. And sugar freedom comes about by making some shifts. You have to, as I say, renew your relationship with sugar. So I'm going to give you an acronym. So R stands for reduce, replace, remove. So you either need to reduce it or replace it with something else that still gives you the same satisfaction, or you may need to remove it. There's certain things that they just have to go.
Yes.
E goes for eat when you're hungry. You need to be mindful about why you're eating, because oftentimes we're eating crazy foods, but we're not hungry. We need something else. We're lonely. We're tired. We're stressed. We're bored. Feed that need, right? Not sugar. Okay. And then the N is nourish. We want to nourish our body. So eating is not just an act. It is a nourishment. You are giving your food, your body, nutrient-dense food. So we want that clean protein. We want to get those veggies. We want to get that fiber. So we want to make sure we're having healthy fats and healthy carbs with that protein. And then the second E is energize daily. We have to move. We have to sit less and move more. And not just our, you know, spin classes and our Zumbas. We need to move throughout the day, because if we, you know, do our hour of workout and then we sit for 9 hours, then our same issues that we have. And then the last, the W, is water. We need to drink water in the beginning of the day. Get that lemon water, ideally 8 to 16 ounces before each meal, and just sip throughout the day so that you feel nice and hydrated. And all of those things will help give you sugar freedom so that you're making choices. Not sugar is not running you. You are deciding when you want to have it. Ideally, that's not that often, but you make the choice and you own that choice and then make another choice the next day.
Love it. Oof. So how can you help our listeners become fit through faith? So let's say we have someone listening and they say, okay, this podcast has been off the chain. I've heard and learned so much, but how can I get in touch with Miss Brookins? And how do you take individuals through this path of becoming fit through faith?
No, absolutely. Well, it's easy to get in touch with me because I'm very available, you know, certainly, you know, website and all that. And I know we'll give them all that information, but I think the most important thing is the journey. You know, so the big journey that I take everyone through is called Total Temple Transformation. And that really is from the beginning to the end. And the beginning begins with purpose. So what everyone can do without connecting with me, but just what you can do today, is really connect to what I call six mores. And the first one is purpose. If you don't know why you need to be in your best whole body health, then you need to seek that. You need to seek, what purpose am I? Why am I here? Who is depending on me? Who am I here to serve? Because once you connect to what I call your big, bold why is it important for you to be in your best whole body health? Then you have a reason why not to hit the snooze button, right? And why to make healthier choices, and why to be a radical label reader and not put stuff in your body that you can't pronounce. So you have to start with purpose. Then you move to more plants, right? So we want to crowd in the plants. So less processed food and more plants of any kind, of every color. There's, you know, this is what I love about God's abundant buffet. It is beautiful.
Paint your plate. Variety, taste, flavors. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Paint your plate. Paint that canvas and get in those plant-based foods. And you're going to crowd out some of that other stuff. Wow. So you start small. You start maybe one meal. I'm going to have one clean meal a day. Or I'm going to, you know, have, if I drink five sodas, I'm going to go down to three, and then I'm going to go down to one, and I'm going to replace it with seltzer water and squeeze a little bit of orange in there or some lemon. So again, it's about crowding in more plans to start out with. And then we start to crowd out some of that other stuff. And then the third P, there's three P's and three S's, is physical activity. We have to move more. And if you can't get in, I do 15-minute workouts. You can find them on YouTube. You can find them on Facebook. 15 minutes. You have 15 minutes. So stop with the excuses, right? We have to move. We need to get outside. We need to get air. But moving throughout the day, intentional movement is so important. And then the other three are S's. So we want to sleep. We must sleep more, at least 7 hours. Again, that is, it's connected to when we don't sleep, it's connected to weight loss. It's connected to when we don't sleep, it's connected to weight gain and all kinds of health issues. So we want to make sure that we're getting that sleep at least 7 hours. And then the second S is stress care. We need to take care of ourselves. And especially as Black women, being a Black woman is a stressful place in this world. and we don't even realize it. Like, we wake up in a world that was not prepared for us, mm-hmm. right? All of us and all that we have. And so it's a constant battle that we wear and we don't even realize it. So we need to do things for our stress, which involves, you know, eating right and sleeping and really resting, breathing. And then the last one is social connectivity and accountability. It is hard to do by yourself. So please stop. Because all you do is go into that shame and blame game. Like, I can do this. I didn't do it. You can never do it. That is certainly not the word, right? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, but you are trying to do it on your own power. We know that three, you know, a strand of three. So you trying to do it in one, you are easily overtaken. So stop doing that. Join up, align. If it's Fit Through Faith, great. If it's, you know, Black Girls Run, great. Whatever it is, you need to align yourself with like-minded individuals to support your journey so that you can powerfully go forward in your purpose.
Wow. And those are called the six mores?
The six mores, yes.
The six mores, like more of?
Like more of, exactly.
I love it. Now, okay, so wow. I can't believe this time flies by, but this is what happens when you're talking to an individual who has so much to offer, not only an individual, but to families, organizations. I mean, Charlie, you have blessed people from the individual level to the corporate level, to the small group level, to the large church level. I mean, so I want individuals to understand and appreciate that you are someone that can help on any level. So those of you that are out here listening and you say, hey, you know what? I got a great group. It's a cancer support group. And I want to be able to bring someone in that is actually going to help coach this small group of women that I am working with to great health, you know, pass their diagnosis. And we want somebody to come in. We're going to sponsor her and come in and you help this group of individuals. Charlie can do that. If you are just listening on your own and you say, you know what, I've been through divorce, my kids are not grown, I'm starting a new career, I looked up and I am now 50 pounds, 40 pounds, 30 pounds overweight, I don't know how to get it off. I want a transformation of not just me and my body, but me and my mind, my spirit, my emotion, who I am. I want it all. Charlie can do that. And if you are an organization and you have teams of individuals and you want your human capital safe, healthy, whole, and you want this to be a perk, a benefit, think about your executives. Imagine if your C-suite has the opportunities to have a Charlie Jordan Brookins come in and now is a team building event. We now want to start this organization off on the right foot. Come 2021, we're offering programs that are going to allow our employees to be healthy head to toe. But who's going to set the example? Our C-suite, our leadership. We're going to be the example for them. Charlie is the person you want coming to your organization. So now that I have acted as her PR person.
You've done an amazing job.
Charlie, I will say to you in these last few minutes that we have together, is there any other additional information that you want to share with our audience? It may be where they can find a book or a contact you for a brief discovery session or whatever it is you would like to share. The floor is yours.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, Sheree. Just this has been an amazing experience sharing with you and your people. And basically, to contact me, because it is about the bridge. My call is to be a bridge to breakthrough. My call is to equip the saints for greater service through greater health. And that's what I'm here to do. And so you can reach me on my website, which is fitthroughfaith.com, or you can DM me in social media, Facebook, Fit Through Faith. My group, which is super active, is the Fit Through Faith Village. And on Instagram, I'm at I Am Fit Through Faith. But what you really need to know is that faith, food, and fitness fuel your future. I always have programs, but if you begin with that mindset of it begins with faith, and then what we eat and how we move, that comes first. Because we often want to jump into a fitness routine, which is great, but then we get bored and then there's nothing holding it up, right? The word says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. So we have to start with that foundation. I am here to serve you. Small and big, you know, I have one-on-one clients, I have group programs, you know, I do a lot of speaking, I do a lot of corporate work, but the bottom line is it's the decision until you're really ready to say yes. Yes to more of you, yes to more service, yes to you, Lord. I am ready to really live. It's like, I'm not trying to leave anything on the dance floor. I want all the abundance that God has marked out for me. And I want that for you as well. And it begins with your whole body health.
Mrs. Charlie Jordan Brookins, thank you so much for your time, attention, and words of wisdom on today. And thank all of my listeners for hearing yet another episode of Where Medicine Meets Ministry. Dr. Sheree Talks Faith and Facts. Until we meet again.
You've reached the end of another episode of Where Medicine Meets Ministry. Dr. Sheree Talks Faith and Facts. Be sure to visit medicinemeetsministrypodcast.com to join the conversation and to view the show notes for this episode. And follow us on Facebook at Where Medicine Meets Ministry and on Twitter at Med Meets Men. That's M-E-D meets M-I-N. If you love the Where Medicine Meets Ministry podcast, we'd love to hear from you. To subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. And to connect with Dr. Sheree, go to drshereemd.com. drshereemd.com. Until next time.